We're doing the Magen Midubna, and we're up to page Resh Mem Zayin, the 7th chapter of Shal Avodat Elokim. And the Magen Midubna wanted to analyze with us, how does a person attain that important balance, that important direction in his life, where his actions stem from that balance between his desire and his responsibility. Meaning, we had learned that at first glance, the best action stems from what I want to do. Because if I want to do it, I'm going to do it best. But then we saw that that doesn't always work, because sometimes there are hardships and my desires just aren't enough. I don't want to daven today. I don't want to put on tefillin today, and I don't feel like keeping kashrus today. So my desires, well, they're very good when they're there. But sometimes I have to contend with times where I don't want to. And that's why it's so important that I serve Hashem out of this balance. A, that I want to, because then I will do it with more enthusiasm and dedication. And B, with the realization that I don't have a choice. Because I need that balance. That's what's going to hold me in life. How do I get there? How does a person attain that balance of both desiring to do it and realizing that he must do it? So that's what our chapter is focusing on. V'ata ben adam sana marom einecha, and you, son of man, lift your eyes to the heavens. V'shul shechakim gavehu mimecha. Take a look at the heights that are so much higher than you. Urei shamayim l'chom v'eretz l'omek. Think for a minute. Look for a minute. Analyze for a minute how high the heavens are, how deep the earth is. V'tachlit kol eile. What's the essence of all this? It always boggles my mind. You read about millions, billions of people on this planet. What's the point? What are we doing here? La'ashlim otecha la'avodat bora'acha ki ata b'chir hanimtzaim kulam. You won't believe what he just said. The point of it all is you. Me? Yeah, you. Every one of us. You are the essence. You are the chosen one. And the purpose of it all, every person has to approach it as, everything here was created about me. Hey, wait a second. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava tchila, the ultimate, the point of the action is what you thought about, where you're headed. So, here he's telling us many, many important concepts, all encased in one idea. I want to tell you what you all thought. As I said, it's all about you. Okay? So you thought the following. We're a whole classroom. What do you mean me? Him. Right? That's one thought that crossed your mind. Number two was, I don't buy it. And number three was, a whole big world just for me. Now let's go one step further. Why did you think that? Because for a split second, you thought, wow, it's all for me. And in that split second, you got very nervous. Wait a second, no, all about me? It's not so comfortable. If you think about it, the whole world is here for me. We feel like we couldn't even live with that thought. No? Why can't we live with that thought? Because, A, why didn't God talk to me? I have some ideas how it would have been much better. Number one, we have a lot of things that, if this was all for me, then why, we have a lot of questions. And B, if this is all for me, then I have to contend with all the hardships, and I don't have the excuses that I give myself, and I have to live up to my potential. And that's a very scary thing. Meaning, if I'm functioning in this world, and I feel like I'm a free man, so then when I do a mitzvah, I feel very good about myself. Look at what I did. But if I'm functioning in this world, and I think I have a responsibility, and there are expectations from me, and this whole world was created because of what I'm supposed to produce, so then that could be so charged, so pressure-filled. So then even if I did 80% of what I was supposed to do, I might not feel good about myself, because what are you saying? This whole world was created for me to accomplish, and I only did 80% of what I was supposed to accomplish. So then this idea could be so pressuring that we don't want to accept this idea. The whole world's for me? Yes, we have questions on this idea, but we also don't want this idea. Because then, wait a second, then am I anywhere near realizing my potential? And how can I live with myself, a whole world? And if I'm a failure, then the whole world's a failure. So how can I live with such pressure? Yeah, you don't think this was all going on in your minds to some degree as we were reading this? I see blank looks, and I don't know how to interpret blank looks.
The world is so vast.
What?
So like you mentioned, the world is so vast.
But I think it's more than that. It's that I can't live with it if it's just for me, and I want, and if it's all for me, then God, I have a few suggestions. I think things should look a little different. I have so many hardships.
Time for a rewrite.
Time for a rewrite. Now think for a minute. Take the next step. So what's the next step? No.
What do I need to do then?
So then, if these are all excuses, he knows what he did in this world, and he knows what he created in this world, and he did give us potential, and he did give us responsibility, and he did give us the capacity to realize those. So then let's not cop out. Let's stop and think and grab the bull by its horns and say, okay, so what am I supposed to do now? Now, in this one sentence, he also said many, many important ideas, and we'll just mention a few. Why do people let themselves sin? Why do people let themselves sleep late, walk around disheveled? Why do people allow themselves to get away with not producing? Because we repeatedly say to ourselves, what difference does it make? I didn't have kavana when I davened today. So I didn't do what I was supposed to do. The great key between living up to our potential and not is whether we see ourselves as important human beings. Is what I do important? And that's why some people take a huge jump in their productivity levels when they get married, or when they have kids, because suddenly you realize there ain't no other Abba than me. They have one Abba in this world. And then suddenly you have people who could never get up on time, who are getting up on time. You have people who could never hold a steady job, who are holding a steady job. People suddenly get a feeling, a real feeling, which is true. What I'm doing is counts. It's important. But the truth is that in all our Avodat Hashem, in all our mitzvot, this is the huge difference. Am I willing to recognize that what I do counts? That's point number one. Point number two is when a person is facing a challenge. Very often we like to cop out and take the path of least resistance, whereas if a person would stop and think and tell himself, wait a second, this makes a world of a difference. Avraham Avinu is asked by Hashem, do me a favor, Avraham, take your son. Notice Hashem added the word, do me a favor, kach no, please. Hashem was telling him, you could say no. So if Avraham Avinu tells himself, what difference does it make? So I'm going to take the easy route, I've had it, 100 years of suffering, now I'm supposed to take what I've finally got and sacrifice it? Adkan, Ribon Shom, find someone else. But he didn't, because he saw the importance in his decisions. And that's one of the keys when a person has to deal with a challenge in life. If a person can see the importance of his decision, and Chazal reiterated this to us in many different ways. Chazal said, view the world as on the brink of going from being meritorious to sinful, and it's up to you. Your decision today is going to change the world. Kol Olam, Chazal said, you should view the whole world as on the brink. Your decision is going to change it. So again, what pressure? Wait a second, how can I handle that? The whole world's on my shoulders, I can't do that. Don't look at it from that angle. Look at it from the other angle. You're so responsible. You're so important. You're so good. Hashem entrusted you with that decision. And you will be the one that will move the world forward. And if you think about it, as difficult as this may seem, the alternative is much worse. The alternative is, well, what difference does it make? And if my attitude is, what difference does it make, then I become that teenager who keeps his head buried in the pillow till 11 o'clock, gets out of bed and goes and checks his email, does 15 chats, goes and eats a few donuts, has his cup of coffee, and says, Dad, I'm ready to go back to sleep again. We could live life that way. But the question is, do I realize that what I do counts? I'm important. I have to accomplish something. And that's the healthy attitude. So again, without the pressure, but with the realization, what I do is important. And we'll pick up here, Bezalel Hashem, next week.